I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Bridgeport is once again facing a federal criminal investigation into its city hall. Mayor Joe Ganim was reelected to run the city in 2015 after having spent 7 years in prison for corruption while previously in office. To learn more, I spoke with Brian Lockhart, a reporter with the Connecticut Post who covers Bridgeport. He says the FBI and U.S. District Attorneys from Connecticut and the Southern District of New York are involved in the probe and have issued at least 2 subpoenas.
Their investigation started sometime around the winter of 2018-2019. What they seem to be looking into is 3 major areas, the Public Facilities Department and certain contracts from that department, scrap metal sales, meaning the sale of metal stuff that was either found on the side of the road or things that have been torn down by the city. So scrap metal sales. And then thirdly, the search in 2018 for a permanent police chief. It was a national search. We also know that the city has hired some attorneys to represent specific employees, the mayor, his chief of staff, the police chief, the head of civil service, which is essentially the personnel director, and another gentleman who is sort of a fix-it man is what they refer to him in City Hall. He's the guy you go to when you have different things you need repaired. He's kind of an operations manager. The city has also hired a consultant, Guidepost, based out of New York, and another attorney, and they seem to be helping the city respond to the federal subpoenas and the federal investigation.
And you've reported that Bridgeport's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on these attorneys.
Yeah, it's about $500,000 so far. And the information has trickled out, particularly as the city council asks more and more questions of the current administration.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is not the first time Mayor Joe Ganim has run the city of Bridgeport. He was mayor for 11 years, and then he was convicted of steering city contracts. He served 7 years in prison. He got out. He was reelected in 2015. What are you hearing from local leaders about what's happening now?
There's concern about it. Obviously, there's sort of a feeling of here we go again. The folks who never wanted Mayor Ganim reelected in the first place back in 2015 are saying, you know, we told you this was going to happen again. I need to be clear. No one here has been accused of any criminal activity. And the city's argument is, look, this is pro forma. When feds are asking questions, we want to get them all the information we possibly can. So we are going to hire experts who know how to deal with the feds. There's nothing criminal going on here. We're just being very cooperative. We're trying to work with the feds on this. I think there are some folks who feel perhaps that the feds are particularly interested in Bridgeport and Bridgeport mm-hmm. City Hall because Joe Ganim is back.
Can we talk for a minute about the police chief search? What can you tell us about that?
Sure. So when Mayor Joe Ganim was reelected in 2015, he had strong support from a then police captain, Armando Perez. And he and Captain Perez went back years and years and years. Captain Perez was the mayor's driver during his first administration. So Joe Ganim wins reelection, and one of the very first things he does is he promotes Captain Perez to acting police chief. A couple years later in 2018, the city launches a national search for a police chief. And at the end of the day, the mayor gave Chief Perez a permanent contract for 5 years. So it's sort of an odd match because on the one hand, you have the FBI looking at public facilities, scrap metal contracts, and then all of a sudden over here, they're looking at the police chief search. So I'm not sure what ties all of those things together necessarily, or if there even is something that ties it all together other than it happened under Joe Ganim's watch and during his administration. But it does raise some questions. I think, unfortunately, it undermines the police chief a bit. He's certainly been on the force for several years. I think he has about a 30-year career on the force. He's a liked guy. He's a respected guy. But obviously, having the FBI looking at how you got the job is not exactly a position that you would like to be in when you have to command authority and when you have to run a police department.
I wonder if we could zoom out for a bit and talk about the impact on a city, in this case Bridgeport, of a perception of municipal corruption. In what way does this affect the city of Bridgeport?
The city, unfortunately, has been laboring under that perception for years. Ganim's first administration was obviously played a role in that. We have had other cases of corruption here by elected officials. So I think there is the feeling that developers, investors are somewhat cautious about getting involved in Bridgeport, are somewhat cautious about getting involved with the Ganim administration. Now, to be fair, that was the claim when he was running for re-election in 2015, that if he were re-elected, the economy would ground to a halt and, you know, Bridgeport would fall off the map into the sound. That didn't happen. But I do think it does give people pause. And I think it kind of gives the average person pause as well. Joe Ganim ran for governor in 2018. And when he was in the Democratic primary, he only got the Bridgeport vote. He lost the rest of the state. I think there are still a lot of average people in Connecticut who shy away from Bridgeport who feel that Bridgeport has that reputation of corruption.
Well, we'll be watching as this develops and we'll check back in with you. Thank you so much, Brian Lockhart, for taking some time to talk this morning.
Thank you very much.